Yes, it's time to connect the dots. Yes, this is your host, Tom Edison. This is the BBS Internet Radio Network. I like to call Radio Free America because we can speak the truth here. And, boy, is there a lot of truth that needs to be spoken. Who's in charge? Hey, we all like to know. Everybody's vying for positions of power in the world. What's really going on in Iran? And what about our ET friends? You know. I say, what about our ET friends? What are they doing? Are they doing enough? I tell you, they're not doing enough. We still haven't had the event. The deadline for the event or the planetary ascension, of course, we did have to have the event before the planetary ascension, was supposed to be July 7th. Well, it came and went. And the recent news on the portal is now they're asking us, the surface population. Meanwhile, apparently everyone else has been taken care of except us, to participate in three meditations in August, August 12th, August 18th, and August 21st, which also just happens to be the birthday of the one who incarnated as Jesus of Nazareth on that particular day on our particular planet. And it's interesting to know that they don't have those dates, that date, in their minds correctly. They don't even have the year correctly, the 7 B.C. Don't look at your Bible because the Bible doesn't have that info. But it's out there. It's been out there for over 50 years, not longer. And they don't even have additional information. I was shocked to find out, and I was outraged that they would let that date they were advertising 5 years ago fall by and not have things ready. And it's not, and you know, I still have a problem. In fact, I communicated with them yesterday. All I can do is send them an email, you know. In general, they don't respond, but they probably won't respond to this one because I listed a bunch of complaints. And one of them looks like, you know, they're advertising, they're trying to put off that there's, they keep talking about astrology and they're trying to pull it off that there was an astrological configuration back at the time of the Star of Bethlehem that's going to be repeated now, when in fact they don't even have the day correctly. But, or the, what they're saying doesn't correlate with the information out there. So I made point of that. And I posted some legitimate complaints. And, accuse them all of being unresponsive, you know. Yeah, they don't know how to respond to somebody who's telling them that they're not doing enough, or you know, promises that are not really being fulfilled. So anyhow, I made my complaint. Whether I get a response or not, I'm not worried about it. But you know, they're severely afflicted with unresponsiveness, I won't get a response. you know, but I just don't like this moving the goalposts down the road year after year after year. I've been following this for a long time. You know, none of us are getting any younger. You know, all this promise of med beds, well, yeah, given, I think, President Trump in his last bill that he got the Congress to approve, gave mention to the med beds. Okay, we're tired of hearing about them, you know? And, you know, bring them out. There's plenty of people I know personally are not going to make it beyond a year or two from this date. And then the new day, you're talking like 2037 to 2049. Like, come on, you know? You think we're, you know, wave those goodies in front of our face and then tell us it's down the road? A long way down the road, then at the same time telling us, well, we're almost there, and almost there gets pushed into the kitchen can down the road. Yeah, we have sayings for this kind of nonsense. So anyhow, that's it. I listed my complaint. You can probably find out, if you're a listener and you're paying attention to what's going on and what they've been doing on the portal site, actually, it's a good investigative endeavor on your part in one point, what's been going on, what hasn't been going on, what's been claimed to be going on, of which we've been given no proof whatsoever. The government says, oh, yeah, that's going now. Another portal is going to be open. Okay. Do we have any evidence of that, really? You know, there's a few people on Twitter claim they can feel the difference, you know. I myself, the only thing I've noticed is that the sun's a lot hotter, and of course time is moving faster, but all these other tech claims they've been making, they go up with no proof or anything like that. They've been telling me it could have been just one big fantasy story. So what are we to believe, you know? We're not, you know, we're gullible, but we're not that stupid. And we need to see some proof, you know? Meanwhile, there's all the ongoing speculations by people about who the White Hats are, who they're not. Was Biden, yes, Biden was executed the day after he was elected, and then we were allowed to play it. These world controllers were allowed to, put up the clone Bidens or the Biden impersonators, drag us through 4 years of nonsense, bashing Trump all the way. And, we're tired of all this crap. We're tired of having carrots waved in front of our nose, goodies, candy bars. And then, you know, it's not manifesting. And those are legitimate complaints. Come on, you know, I've had all these things I've been listening to all these years now by the Galactics through the portal and other sites on Twitter and stuff like that, and other people that claim to be whistleblowers and have knowledge. And there are a few out there, and also the people that worked on the secret projects, but all these claims that the Galactic Confederation has been making, yeah, no proof. And everything they tell us they did, you know, sounds wonderful. Yeah, we could never do that for ourselves, but did you really do that? You know? Because we don't see any difference on the surface. It's like nothing has happened, pretty much. In fact, things are getting worse. And as a matter of fact, in the talk about adding burden on top of burden on the poor people of New York City, the working class, you know, people are paying $3,000 to $4,000 a month for a single room apartment, studio apartment in New York. Insane. How are people supposed to exist? The price of everything is going up because the ridiculous laws they've put congestion pricing, which brings up the cost of everything. They've stolen all the parking places away where people could freely park. that just recently increased the toll between New Jersey and New York. You're in New York. You leave Jersey, you want to come back in. It's up to $22 now. Unbelievable. You know, it might still be $17.63. And they'll give you a discount if you get the easy pass. And then they're going to charge fines for people if you don't have the easy pass on the windshield exactly where they want it. They're not going to, they're going to send you a bill for not having a valid easy pass and add more fines to you. And all these things increases the price of all the goods in New York City. It's insane. And this is how the people are being beaten down by government. And it's unbelievable. Things are only getting worse. And it's built me up to wild in the street zones. And with our galactic friends, they're allowing this to happen because they haven't come true on the things that they were getting our hopes high on. And just another thing with the med beds. Like I said, it was interesting that Trump mentioned med beds in his, thousand-page document that nobody ever read. Because when that's what they do. When it's too long to read, nobody bothers reading. They just vote on it, you know, party line. Meanwhile, the Galactic Confederation has been bragging about, oh, they've got billions, that's right, not millions, billions of starships in our solar system now, waiting to see what happens here. You know, well, and you're waving these med beds in front of us, you know, for years now. Well, you know, that's not great. You know, with 8 billion people on our planet, probably half of them are in need of these med beds. So why aren't you handing them out to people, you know? With billions of ships, you must have billions of med beds to hand out. And this is not right. And we're getting shortchanged here. I don't care what they did for us, you know. They're doing a lot of things that are wrong. They're uncooperative in the sense that they want us communicating through their avenues on social media platforms, and they want us to do this, and they want us to do that. And they have no understanding of how and what people respond to. And they wonder why they have a problem getting 144,000 people to participate in it. Well, hey, I'm doing my part here. I'm telling you, on August 12th, August 18th, and August 21st, there's going to be 3 meditations supposed to open up another big portal that they're calling the 1221 portal. You know, which in a sense, it creates confusion right there because when we hear 1221, we're thinking December 21st, or if you do your calendar the other way, it could be whatever. Anyhow, it, you know, it'd be December of 2021. So it's just, you know, annoying what's happening now. And all the bad weather, you know, deliberately imposed upon people, big floods being made, hundreds of people dying because nobody's on top of the situation. And these guys have the technology, and they brag about it, and this Galactic Confederation, also the Galactic Federation, whether they're just a copycat organization or not, they talk about, yeah, the New Age is here, yeah, it's going to be beautiful, it's going to be heaven on earth, and then we have all, well, you know, that's not going to happen, Judge, yeah, well, we have to do more meditations, and we have to, first it was the reptilians we had to get rid of, then the Dracos, you know, then the other bad guys, then the Archons, and the Chinese spiders, and supposedly all of them got rid of, and then they come on with the anomaly and the lurker. And then now it's dragging on, moving the goalposts further. Even when they eliminate the lurker, it's still going to be evil amongst the surface population because of our thinking, well, isn't that just wonderful? Well, I think we're all set up with this shit, you know? So I have a grievance about that. I just had to say it. So, I did email them. I wish other people would get on the bandwagon here, find out how to count these Texas people, over resistance. You can find that info out on the portal. And for those who don't know anything about it, visit the portal and you go back every year and look at all the revelations that are giving out bits of information here, and you can see how slow the progress has been. As you scroll down their page, it'll be something over on the side that has the dates of the years, and in parentheses, the number of revelations given by the resistance group. So, and of course, meanwhile, you know, the daily news, what's going on in the world, you know, nothing but bad stuff. And no proof of anything good being done, you know. And price for everything is going on. It's pretty pathetic. Hey, this is called the radio show. It's called Connect the Dots. That's it. You're listening to Connect the Dots radio show on BBS Internet Radio, where the truth gets told, not only on this show, but other shows. That's right. I think there's one that follows an hour or two down the road, as you wish. Now, there's somebody who, James, he's had the pleasure of actually meeting some of these extraterrestrials. Of course, he has a big ranch out there on the West Coast. And I guess they have enough room to land there without being harassed or something like that. And he's had, had the pleasure of going up into the spacecraft and stuff. But what does it mean? It means nothing, really, because they're not willing to do things, you know? I mean, how many times do we have to ask them to come and intervene, you know? This isn't a Star Trek make-believe game where we have the non-interference wall, you know, if you want to watch Star Trek, their prime directive not to interfere. That's Hollywood fantasy. In real life, the good guys, they said it themselves, they have a right to interact when they see things getting out of hand. Why do they wait this long? But anyhow, in fact, that we know what they told us when they waited this long. It just so happens Earth, planet Earth, is the last eagle hanging out in the world. And that's why we're being taken care of the last. Isn't that wonderful to know that? And we also been told that all of us here on Earth now, we volunteered to be here to be part of this thing, that they won't let us participate in of our own volition. They just want to water us around, ask us to do things. You know, they're not ordering us, but they're asking us to do things. And we don't really get any reward for that, you know? We're volunteering our time, following your instructions, and you just give us stories. Tell us, oh, yeah, we did this and that, but we have no proof you did anything, you know? I'm not afraid to call people, well, show us the proof that you did any of these things you said you did. But most of the stuff we talk about, we weren't even aware of what's going on. At least the problem with Earth is that they tell us, do we really know? They tell us that we came here, volunteered to come here, and we had to agree, because it's a planet ruled by evil, to have our memories erased so we don't know where we came from. That's part of the big picture that we'd all like to fully explain. It never gets fully explained. It's just basically what I told you, you know. The evil lords that have been ruling our planet got so powerful that they, apparently incarnation is a normal thing, that if you wanted to be incarnate on Earth, be born into a human body on Earth, you would have to agree to have your memory wiped so you wouldn't know where you came from, And let's face it, most, I don't know anybody that can remember. There's a few people say they can remember where they came from. And there are a few special people in this world, walk-ins for one, you know, where there's an agreement between a celestial being and a being already housing a human body to allow this consciousness, personality to enter into their body, and I guess they coexist together. I don't know. I'm not a walk-in. So, but I've heard about several of them. I can communicate occasionally with one of them on Twitter, but far and few between, and that's a special agreement-type situation. And there's so much that we need to know about what has been kept from us, and we're getting little bits and pieces here and there. You know, the latest thing about how the cover-up is still going about the Epstein situation. Oh, by the way, someone on Twitter, some group, person, whatever on Twitter, identifying themselves as Galactic Federation, not the Confederation, but Galactic Federation, recently this past week posted some info about what really happened with Epstein, you know, in jail, and how he was executed. And they gave us some details, and they tell us they were monitoring the situation by multi-dimensional scientific instruments. They're reviewing what actually happened. And the fact that the official record says, according to government, says he was he hung himself at around midnight, where and the cameras just by chance went off and weren't recording during the minute missing time. Boy, I haven't heard that one before. Remember back in the days of Nixon, the 18 minutes missing on the tape? Anyhow, only a minute was missing in the facility. They were holding that, and what happened was it didn't happen at midnight. They tell us it happened around 4 a.m. in the morning, and two guys, they had everything rigged to be shut off intentionally. They came in, one guy held him, the other one did something to his neck, probably choked him or something like that. And then they tied a noose around his neck to make like he actually hanged himself, put a hanging mark on there. And then they put the cameras back on, and they finally had, the next day they revealed what had happened. So much for that. Meanwhile, there's some more information coming out. You know, people, there's a list of the people who've been to the island, and some people have seen it, but it's still being kept private, I guess, you know, to protect the guilty, not the innocent, but to protect the guilty, big-name politicians and other important people who don't want their name tied in with the Epstein thing. Right now, there's the state there is being, I believe, paid $105 million to the Virgin Islands, I think it is, for misuse of the property owned there in regards to using it for sex trafficking, child pornography, and all other kinds of bad things like that. And there's apparently a connection between New Mexico, Dulce, New Mexico, underground tunnel system that led to the island. So they were able to bring the children through this subterranean tunnel. Military, of course. Bad military who works with the negative ETs. Some of those characters are still around. And that's some more intel that just came out recently on that. So, hey, it's a call and video show. If you've got a phone, number is 888-627-6008. I mean, there's so much to talk about that's happening. It's just unbelievable. You know, we got the wars going on still. We got the Iranian mystery situation that's far from over. And we got the weather manipulation nonsense still happening. And America is not immune from that. You can't tell me that giant flash flood in Texas happened by chance. Hell no, it's just a repeat of what they did up in North Carolina so many months ago. And, you know, rain can be used as a weapon. And they know how to make rain and keep it going. And that kind of nonsense will probably still continue. It'll be interesting to see if with this new bill test signed into law by President Trump, will the chemtrail planes cease to exist? Well, that'll be a telltale event. Next time you see a chemtrail plane, we'll know that it was all bullshit and nothing is being done to stop it. But hopefully, maybe this last legislation can put a stop to that. Of course, there's, you know, still all the other ongoing bad things. The GMO crap by everybody's most hated person in the world, Gates, you know, which is crap. I mean, they're putting the stuff into food now. They're putting viruses into food now. They're, passing off, say, growing fake meat, which is probably contaminated with all kinds of crap. And they're putting parasites in food on purpose. There's no end to this crap that they're doing. And we're being all subjected to that. Meanwhile, the people that are supposed to be rescuing us, they're not intervening in these situations. They're still worried about bringing more light into the planet, which is not a bad idea. But they don't realize they've been dragging this thing out for like since 2012, which was actually supposed to be a planetary ascension date. So then they all got together and they all came into our solar system. They thought they were going to get things moving along here. Well, that was 13 years ago. And realize how many elderly people have died in 13 years? Millions of them. They probably could have been helped with the med beds. And med beds will bring everybody's health back together. And of course, we know the stories about the soldiers that go on the 20-year missions. Don't forget about those now on the space program, you know. They sign up at 20 years of age. They're out there for 20 years. And when they come back, they've given access to these med bed types. There's three types of med beds. And the one that brings you back to your 20s again. So, you know, great assignment, right? You get an extra 20 years out of life and you didn't age a day. Well, so they've been around for quite a while and they've been purposely kept from the public. Hopefully Trump will do something to bring them out because apparently the Galactic Confederation has no intent of giving us access to the beds they're harboring in their spacecraft in our solar system. You know? I hope somebody wakes up with the complaint I emailed them the other day, like, you know, and gets the message, like, you know, stop denying us access to the things you've been waving in front of our faces that is going to be, oh, so great. Well, we can't wait. The new dates popping up are 2037 and 2049. You got to check this stuff out, like, you know, and then, you know, and that's all after the event. And the event, they have no idea when that's coming. You know, we've heard it too many times already. Soon. It's not far away. Soon. Yeah, year after year, soon. Not far away. We're getting closer. And year after year, the same promises. But no, you know, and then excuses. Oh, well, we had a problem here. You know, the dark side. I made a slip on the banana peel and we fell back three spaces. And all kinds of crap like that, that we're supposed to understand that, but they seem to have a lack of understanding. You know, those of us with the short lives and those of us that our bodies are wearing out or we've fallen victim to bad health for whatever reason, lives are hanging in the balance here. And the more you keep dragging your feet and coming up with excuses why you can't land and get this over with. You know, you claim you're going to give us all the money that the bad guys have stolen from us. You're going to round up all the bad guys that don't deserve a second chance, throw them into the central sun. You know, all sounds great, but you're not doing it. You know, I know you said you can't do it until after the event. Well, you know, the way this is going, and you keep talking, we're going to open up a new portal. Things you'll have more access to. Meanwhile, why aren't you down here teaching us to have access more easily? You know, why aren't you giving out the med beds slowly, which could be done with no problem? That's because they lack imagination, and they don't like hearing it. It's probably why I don't get a response. They don't like hearing criticism, you know? What good is all these things you've been telling us about that you've been doing for us if it doesn't really manifest anything in reality, you know? In our time, you know, you guys, you're all in the eternal existence already. No rush on your part, you know? You obviously missed the first cornerstone here for July 7th that you said this was the last day, you know? Is anybody else aware of that's what they were saying 5 years ago, maybe even before 5 years ago, you know? That's unbelievable 5 years ago, but that the day comes by, goes by, not a word, you know, that they were the ones that said these things. And what about the Pleiadians, you know? They were going to be our first contact, then they opted out. And, Pleiadians. If you don't know who the Pleiadians are, boy, you've got a lot to learn. You know, creatures from the Pleiades. You know, it's a famous kind of constellation up there in the sky. You can see it with your naked eyes. You go out there on a clear night. It looks like a miniature Big Dipper kind of like thing. In fact, it shows up in many science fiction movies because it's a star cluster that has kind of a Dipper shape. In mythology, known as the Seven Sisters, even though it's a conglomeration of more like nine stars than seven, and even more than that. And then we're hearing about the Aldebarans are going to be the first contact people, and then there's more information coming out. Hey, those Aldebarans, aren't those the ones that worked with the Nazis and gave them anti-gravity technology so the Nazis could build small flying saucers, which they did, and sail them down to Antarctica and back in 1948. And this picture, these stories could be told in history class in junior high school, that Admiral Byrd, I think, Admiral of the U.S. in the U.S. Navy, went down there and got his ass kissed by the Nazis in the flying saucers. You know, it's true. It's a true story. Plenty of references to that one, but it never gets talked about publicly. You know, and that's all courtesy of the Aldebarans giving out that kind of technology. You know, the traditional weapons were no match for these little flying saucers that came out of caves in Antarctica and kicked his ass, but that didn't kill him because they wanted him to bring back the message that they had superior weaponry and flying saucers. Yeah, we can understand the, you know, government doesn't want to admit they got their ass kicked there, but that's what happened. And we can thank the Aldebarans, and they're the first group that's going to meet us now. You know? I mean, that's very questionable. All of a sudden, they turn good guys. And, of course, with most groups, we have to admit there's good and bad in any group, pretty much. Oh, my God. There's just so much crap is building up hey, if you were in another part of the world, not United States, Canada, here's the call number, 323. Yeah, this is a call radio show. This is Connect the Dots radio show, and you can call in area code 323-744-4831. And, of course, you have to put the international prefix before that, whatever it is, in relation to wherever you are calling the U.S., different numbers for different parts of the world. And then dial that number, 323-744-4831, and you can get to speak live. Yeah, this is all happening right now. This is not a pre-recorded show. It's your opportunity to say what's on your mind. If you have something to say, of course. I mean, that's the info. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008. And let me just say, can I say? Oh, yeah, I can say. People look in the mirror and say, I love you. Yeah, it's important to love yourself. If there's anybody out there who loves themselves, smile. You're on camera. You might be on somebody's camera. The machines are taking over. Not really, but they're getting more sophisticated. They are with satellite technology. They can zoom in into your backyard and see you sitting on a lounge chair there. Literally, they have your address. They can key it in and know what you're doing, you know. You're having a cocktail or you're drinking beer with your buddies in your backyard. Those who have access to the satellite technology can see that. I mean, they've had that for a long time. If you can remember the movie, famous movie, Men in Black. He wants to look into what his wife's doing and hooks into that technology and looks into the backyard and sees his wife out there. Yeah, it's been around that long. You know, let's not forget that all these things that we hear in science fiction movies, or were in science fiction movies, they're real now. In fact, a lot of them were real back when the movies came out. You know, there's kind of a classic science fiction movie. A lot of young people might not know about it. It was back in 1953 called Invaders from Mars. And the Martians, dressed in stupid suits, had these kind of bazooka-type guns, and they could shoot it, and it would carve out a tunnel, and the walls would be glazed, and then they'd shoot it again, and they would extend the tunnel. Now, I've talked to people in the military, and they say, yeah, the military does have those weapons. And this is back in 1953, they were using it in a science fiction movie. Yeah. Sounds amazing, but it's reality. And of course, they have all the other weapons. You know, the Venus gun can kill you at 60 feet, give you a heart attack. Yeah. Amazingly powerful weapons out there, all in the hands of the military. And I guess some of the elite, too. You know, I don't know how many people bother to meditate, but it's important to try to connect with the higher reality because this will help move the human race along. The more of us that can have that connection, and we're told we all have that ability. It's just and be activated, we're also being told that while we sleep, some of us are being worked on. Obviously, not many of us, but some of us are being worked on by groups like the Pleiadians and stuff like that, who are the, what can I say? And then we have all the stories floating around. One that, you know, I'm just thinking back, you know, probably many people have heard of Mount Shasta in California. And I remember the first time I heard about it, it was the story of that day. That BBS radio show, As You Wish, I might have heard it on, where somebody knew, met this eternal being known as Saint Germain, and he and somebody else walked this 11-mile tunnel to take you below Mount Shasta, and where there's a crystal city. Supposedly descendants of the Lemurians that were on the Lemurian continent in the Pacific, or island. And then there's rumors that the reptilians had taken over Mount Shasta at one particular time, and I guess they've lost control of that. According to the Galactic Confederation, all reptilians are been removed. Physical reptilians have been removed from the planet. And why can't they show us some video of that, you know? I mean, really? You know, we don't like this. Keep telling us all these fantastic things. The least you can do is make a video of it and show it to us, you know? You know, that's another thing. All this secrecy. We have drawings up here on websites, on, you know, the Internet, Twitter in particular. People showing drawings of what beings look like. You know, Arcturians. Now, there's a group that's interesting. You don't know who to believe here. And again, these are only drawings or cartoons or something like that. There are no real pictures being shown. The only real pictures anybody has seen is that of negative rays, you know. We've seen a few of those pictures, creepy-looking horror creatures, and then we have a lot of personal stories about abductions involving the grays. But outside of those few pictures like that, we've been deprived of seeing. We'd like to see what these aliens have. We don't want to have to wait. Why can't we see what they look like before they even land, you know? What's this? The Pleiadians are supposed to look like humans. One definition says they look like Norwegians or something like that, Nordics, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes. Can color skin. Then there's other descriptions that they have green skin. And other descriptions they have blue skin. And then we have the Arcturians. Some of them definitions of what they look like. And I've seen some of the drawings posted out there. They're tall, slender, blue skin. They have only three fingers. Then there is these new videos out coming out with the. What did you call it? Whatever. They're showing them they have five fingers and blue skin. Or do they have green skin? You know? And then we have the description of the Aldebarans. Well, one describes them like us, basically, and then the other one describes them as like us, but with dark skin. You know, what is what? Why can't we have real pictures of these aliens? That's what we want to see. You know, I think we're all being done injustice by these groups being here claiming to help us. Maybe they are. I don't know. They show us no proof, really. When we see them landing, then we'll have some proof. And pictures of them... hiding behind a cloud and popping out for 5 seconds. Occasionally a motorist driving down the road has a camera on. He catches a picture of them But that's just teasing us, you know? I mean, really, we can handle it. Land, come out, show yourselves, and we'll all be happy about that. And then we have the tachyon chambers, you know? We're getting a few more here and there, but they're supposed to be a health benefit for people. So why aren't we have millions of them out here? What's the holdup here? And certainly the med beds, the military has had them for God knows how many decades now. And like, who's telling the truth here? And then we hear about these Archon spider creatures that invaded our world in 1996. Was there any sign that we were being invaded? I didn't recognize anything changed in 1996. But they claimed they were here, they living in spider bodies, and they, I don't know, positioned themselves about big cities and broadcasted negative frequencies. But again, that's all talk, you know? Why couldn't you give us a picture of what they really look like? A real picture, not an artist's rendition. I think we're all kind of sick of this crap, you know? We're all sick of the other bullshit coming from our government, too. This last big bill passed by Trump, you know, he mentions about the corporation from 1871, that he's claiming he dissolved it, all right, whatever. Do we have any proof it's been dissolved? Again, more talk. Sounds great, you know? But... is it true? And what have we heard about, the origin of the human species? Where it comes from? We have many origins, actually, and we're hybrid creatures to some extent. And the Lyrans from... constellation, I guess Lyra or the planet Lyra, however you want to look at it. Lyrans also are Nordic looking, blonde hair, blue eyes. So who is it? Is it the Lyrans or is it the Pleiadians? You know? And they're doing the DNA activation that we are told that the Pleiadians were doing. Well, you know, where's the evidence again, you know? I haven't heard any, there's nobody claiming that their DNA has been activated to 12 strands like they're claiming they're doing. Nobody's claiming that, though, not one person. You know, hey, if you are, call on the show, convince us, you know? But again, we're tired of hearing all this stuff, you know? Then there's the... Galactic Federation with the Aurora Ray Ambassador. You know, the videos they put out, Aurora Ray is a woman, you know? And, but then when all the videos, it's definitely a man's voice doing the videos, and he says, I'm more Ray, San Antonio, I'm more Aurora Ray Ambassador of the Galactic Federation. You know, it's like a game show. Will the real Aurora Ray stand up, please, you know? Door number one, door number two, and what's behind door number three? A hologram of the ambassador? I mean, it's like, who's the real ones? Who are the imposters? And it just goes on and on, you know? And then, you know, there's... we hear the story about the Archons, black slimy slug creatures, as well as the chimeric spiders. The word chimeric means combination of things. And all these other fear-sucking, energy-sucking parasites that came from the Phantom Matrix that are here. Some claim they're still here. and of course our Galactic Confederation, claim that all the physical representations of them have been removed. But they still might exist in the etheric and astral planes. Well, how many people even think about those things, etheric and astral planes? Then the Orions, hey, they're reddish or golden skin tones, piercing eyes of blue, gold, or green. Whoa! How many people have seen a real Orion? It's funny, though, with that definition I just gave you there, back in the original Star Trek creatures, in fact, I think it was in the episode, the premiere episode to introduce the show, Captain Kirk is at a party, and there's an Orion slave girl dancing, and she has green skin. Well, again, the recent definition says reddish and golden skin tones. It doesn't say green, but the eyes could be green. Oh, my Lord. And then we hear the conversation about, well, instead of trying to stop it, you know, we're doing all these great things are going to be happening on Earth. It's going to be heaven on Earth. Yeah, we all want that stuff. And then shortly after that, we're all going to be told to evacuate Earth. I mean, what was the sense of creating heaven on Earth and then have the whole place destroyed by floods again? You know, our history repeating itself. It's a necessity because the galactic pole, there'll be a solar flash and the galactic poles are going to shift. I mean, the north and south poles are going to shift. And we better be evacuated or run to the top of the Himalayas to avoid the splashing of the water around. And so what was the point of why would you want to, you've just created heaven, removed all the evil, created heaven on earth. What kind of a blueprint plan is this? And this is what we're being told to accept. And of course, those of us that watch a lot of science fiction, some of the classic ones like The Twilight Zone, there is that wonderful story episode called To Serve Man. To Serve Man. Maybe they show up at the UN, which is part of the new plans, too. They're going to send some emissaries to the UN. They show up at the UN. They speak telepathically to the crowd there. And a big, tall guy leaves a book on the table after he telepathically tells, I'm here to help you guys, you know, this and that. Sound familiar? And the book he leaves, it takes him a year or two to figure out what the title is. To Serve, it's in English. The cover says To Serve Me, and then they try to read it and figure out what's going on. And at the end, the horror story is, it's a cookbook. Yeah, they came here and they offered free rides to see their planet where they would eat us. And there were creatures in the universe that do that. So was that a prelude to tell us what will happen at this particular time? Well, no, we have to keep that in the back of our minds, too. So there's so much going on right now, and I wish, God, somebody would come out and just tell us what the truth is. We're tired of the riddles and the games and the opposition viewpoints. And we're tired of waiting for things that have been promised. And that's about it. Coming to the end of the show. Hey, listen, tell your friends to tune in next week. Maybe the show is Connect the Dots. And here's an idea, because it happens on Saturday night, 9 p.m. New York, 8 p.m. Central Time. Where's Swiskit on the BBS radio schedule? This is Station 1. Tell your friends to get together, get together with your friends, listen to the show, and then you can go out, have a couple of drinks or do some psychedelics and talk about all the amazing things that I've been talking about during the course of the one-hour show. And, of course, you can call in. But do that. And in the meantime, hey, the worker deserves his wages. Go to BBS Radio. You, listener, go to BBS Radio. Click on their schedule, BBS Internet Radio. Click on the schedule. Go down to Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central Time. That's my show, Connect the Dots. I'm the host, Tom Edison. Click on the name of the show or my name and scroll down so you see subscribe. And please subscribe to my show so I can make a little money, because every day, week I'm being shown, I lose money. I have to pay for the engineers and stuff. That's how it works. Okay, I'm going to do the countdown, take us out of here now. Hey, spread the word. Here it is, Mr. Engineer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Followed by my music.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Want to know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world.